This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Friday, November 20th, 2020. Today you'll hear about articles of impeachment in Michigan, Trump press conference, a dude in a dress giving health advice, European Economic Forum is openly talking about using the COVID crisis to reset the world economy, and Gavin Newsom is making up rules again. Articles of impeachment introduced against Michigan Governor Whitmer. Listen.
Representative LaFave and others offered House Resolution 324, a resolution directing the impeachment of Gretchen E. Whitmer, governor of the state of Michigan, for corrupt conduct in office and crimes and misdemeanors. The resolution referred to the Committee on Government Operations.
On Twitter, Representative LaFave wrote, "Today I introduced articles of impeachment against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The four articles of impeachment against Governor Whitmer include failing to respect the separation of powers by exercising power granted to the legislative branch, violating the constitutional rights of the people of Michigan, issuing executive orders against the interests of the people and state, and using state resources to reward political allies." If you live in Michigan and you agree with Representative LaFave, maybe you ought to drop him a note and encourage the man. Next up, Trump press conference. Attorney Sidney Powell says Trump won by a landslide.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
Reactions to this presser were all over the map. In my Twitter feed, there were folks saying basically this is the most embarrassing thing ever, and there were other people saying this is monumental, this is the kind of thing that people are going to be talking about from decades to come. Where were you at this press conference? I don't know. We'll see. Next up, dude in a dress tells people in Pennsylvania people will have the consequences of their actions as well as their families and their communities. This is from The Blaze. A new Pennsylvania COVID-19 mandate requires the wearing of masks inside your house if you have somebody else over who's not from your house, because Pennsylvania cares about what a household is and what a family is. Apparently, they are just making these things up. Dr. Mr. Dude Rachel Levine, I don't know, the state health secretary. What did you do making a dude in a dress the state health secretary? Pennsylvania, you should be up in arms about this. Anyways, this dude said on Tuesday, the order applies even if people are physically distant. But Levine acknowledged that officials are relying on voluntary compliance rather than on enforcement. Well, that's nice. They're not going to come to your house. The order applies to every indoor facility in addition to private homes. A separate order mandates, this is from the Associated Press, a separate order mandates the people who are traveling to Pennsylvania from another state, as well as Pennsylvania residents who are returning home from out of state, must test negative for the virus within 72 hours prior to arrival. The order does not apply to people traveling back and forth for work or medical treatment. Oh, so if you're working. People who refuse to be tested will be required to quarantine for 14 days. The dude in the dress said. Again, the state has no plans to enforce that measure, but is asking for voluntary compliance. Again, the Associated Press said health officials blamed the spread of the virus in part to small indoor gatherings. People were hanging out together, eating together, visiting, practicing hospitality. And the dude in the dress noted that how Pennsylvania does in the coming weeks and months will depend largely on the public's willingness to wear masks and practice social distancing. No, dude in the dress, you don't understand science, and masks don't work. And here's the deal. Basically, all the healthy people need to get it and get over it. Get the antibodies, get the herd immunity, leave us alone. In the end, this is dude in the dress, people will have the consequences of their actions as well as their families and their communities. And if they do not wear masks, if they do not social distance, they're going to get the virus anyways. then those communities are going to see even more spread of COVID-19. Yes, dude in the dress. That's the plan. Also, repent. Folks, do you wish you had a one-stop news source that covered all current events from a distinctively biblical worldview? You wish you could listen and watch the news anytime, day or night, from a source that was committed to telling the truth about what's going on in the world and has a no-holds-barred biblical analysis to accompany it? You tired of woke scolds and latte theologians nuancing everything to death? You wish Christian media was a little bit more rowdy and more idols got smashed in the process? That's what Cross Politic is all about, and that's what we're trying to build with the Fight Laugh Feast Network. The best way you can help is by becoming a Fight Laugh Feast Club member today. Many of you already have, and thank you so much. It has allowed us to grow so much already, but we're not done yet. And if you're tired of legacy media cramming their pagan worldviews down your throat and social media censoring views they don't approve of, support Cross Politic as we try to build a Christian media platform and network committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ over everything. Also, we like to laugh and drink beer. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member today. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. So is there a great reset going on? I mean, what is this thing? This is a clip from a news source out of Australia, hence the accent. And the guy's responding to a congresswoman of some sort in Australia. And so he keeps referring to her name. Anyways, you get the idea. But this is the European Economic Forum talking about using the crisis, the COVID crisis, to reset the world economy. Listen.
The repeatedly stated aim of these organizations is to deliberately use COVID as an excuse, to use all the political and authoritarian tools, as Prince Charles puts it, that are currently being used around the world to eradicate the virus, such as lockdowns, exclusion zones, forced closure of businesses, heavy fines, making protesting illegal, and so on, but now to eradicate carbon emissions. Those behind this scheme are adamant that there can be and never will be a return to normal, that life will never again be what it was prior to COVID. That is why they constantly talk about the new normal. But remember, Jackie, this is not me saying this, lurking in the darkest corners of Sky News After Dark. This is them saying it, the people with the power and the means and the obsessional desire to do it. And they keep telling us again and again precisely what they have in store.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call. It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world. Rebalancing investment, harnessing science and technology, and advancing the transition to net zero emissions, all elements of the Great Reset, are fundamental to building the future we need.
Lastly, Gavin wants to be California's dad. He probably wants to be everybody's dad. Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that Californians have to go to bed at 10 p.m. for a month. You're in trouble. You've been bad, California. Non-essential work and gatherings must stop from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in counties in the purple tier. I identify as red, green, yellow, I don't know. Just start self-identifying as some other color, some other tier. Who is he to impose his bigoted, racist, objective categories on you, California? I was pleased to see so many people already just saying, no, no, no. This is a great word. We need to learn it right now. Say no, no, you're not our dad. You're not. You can't tell us when to go to bed. You can't tell me when to go home. Leave us alone. We're free. We have this thing called the Constitution. We have this thing called the Bill of Rights. We have this thing called the Bible, and Jesus died and rose again, and he set us free. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, visit rowdychristian.com for shirts, hats, hoodies, beanies, and post-mill coffee. Also, I know you heard, we started a new magazine, the Fight Laugh Feast magazine. 4 issues for $40. Go to flfnetwork.com Click on product, Fight Laugh Feast magazine, and subscribe today. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. Get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to all the talks at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, as well as hours and hours of more fabulous content, including our very own Worldview Shotgun series. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Become a member today. Have a great day.